ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
This is The Bird Show.
I don't think any of us can remember the details about Mr. Tile. We just know that it's a really romantic story.
Yeah, I mean, it's just about Mr. Tile and a woman he was in love with when he was a teenager. And then, for you know, we'll learn here as it, from his own words, how they were separated and then lost touch. And then they lived their lives. And then it was just this really serendipitous, you know, course of events that allowed them to come back together.
And what was he like, in his mid late 70s?
Something like that. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so this is the true story, the true love story of Mr. Dial.
Well, the story starts in wartime years when everybody had to be employed in a war production plant, and we were. I worked for the Fulton Silphon Company in Knoxville. We were making aircraft instruments for the war effort. And we were hiring people to come in and do the work that had no previous experience. I was appointed as the training instructor for my department, and the day I got appointed, the first person that walked in was Miss Vanita Anderson. She was the prettiest woman I think I had ever seen at that time. She just absolutely gave me a complete meltdown. But she was married, and I was a shy 19-year-old, so there was nothing going on except the relationship of a supervisor and an employee. Mm-hmm. That went on for a solid year, and when I went to the Army myself in 43, I had so much on my plate at the time that I just forgot all my names of all the people I had worked with. And when I got back home, I had no way to contact her, no way to trace her. And after many, many years of trying to remember her name, I finally just resigned myself to the fact I probably never would. But after 60 years, of course, I got married, raised a family, and lived for 53 years as a married person. And my wife passed away about 5 years ago. And coming back from my daughter's visit during Christmas, I just suddenly remembered her name. Just came to me just like a stroke of lightning. And all of a sudden, I remembered her name. And I thought, well, all I have is the satisfaction that I've remembered her name. But when I got home from that trip, first thing I saw was my newspaper of the current day laying on my table. And I opened the newspaper to look at the first article. And when I read the first article, I turned the page to continue the article back on the inside page. And the first thing I saw was a letter to the editor from Miss Vanita Anderson.
Wow.
This is a stroke of lightning twice in the same afternoon.
Wow.
Well, I could not find her in the phone book. And I said, well, her phone must be listed in a husband's name or somebody else's name. So I gave up trying to find her on the phone book on my own. And I called the paper, the newspaper, Knoxville News Sentinel, and the editor put me in contact with Miss Anderson, and within 5 minutes she called me.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been talking ever since.
So,
we kept close company for 4 years, and finally we just decided, well, why don't we just get married and just make it a close affair. We've been living 30 miles apart now for 4 years, but we kept very close company. So, well, let's combine our families and move together, get married.
Now,
that is wonderful.
Of course, up here, we believe in getting married before we move in together.
Right. Now, Mr. Dial, she was a widow, correct?
Yeah, she had been widowed 10 or 12 years before, mm-hmm. and I was widowed about a year before. And now I've been widowed for about 5 years, and she's been married widowed 16 years.
Okay.
Well, I mean, this is the stuff that movies are made of. Wow. I mean, the fact, you know, these guys are always laughing at me because I'm always talking about destiny mm-hmm. and being in the right place at the right time. And the fact that that name just hits you, and then you open up the paper, and there's her name.
Yeah.
I don't think those things are coincidence. Do you?
Well, I don't know how so many strange coincidences were strung together all at the same time. See, if any one of these had dropped out, we would never have seen each other.
Is she a frequent, does she frequently write the newspaper, or was it like...
No, it just happened. She had had a medical emergency a couple of months before, and she wrote a letter to the editor publicly thanking the emergency medical service for being so prompt and so good about meeting her medical needs and getting aid for her. And she was just writing a letter to the editor saying thank you to all the people who helped. And there's the letter, the editor's letter to the editor on that page that happened to be the first page I opened up.
So the whole list of things is like she had to obviously get sick and call for care and receive good care, then get well, and then decide to publicly thank them, then send it to the newspaper.
And then actually write the letter, because most people would say, you know what, I'm going to write a letter, but they never do. You know?
She wrote the letter, a month or so after her recovery.
And then she had to mail it at the right time. Then the newspaper had to wait and write it and run it on that certain day. I mean, a newspaper gets, you know, dozens of letters every day commenting on the news or appreciation or whatever. So
they save them and publish them as space in their paper permits.
Right,
it just happened to be published that day.
That's unbelievable.
Which happened to be New Year's Eve.
Aww.
Of 2002.
And it happened to be the day that you were driving home from your daughter's house when you had the lightning strike of her name.
That's right. I, you know, to this day, I've thought many times about how in the world would that name have come to me after 60 years of lying there in my brain with no way to get out, and all of a sudden it pops out right at that time.
You should have bought a lottery.
Don't understand that.
Should have bought a lottery ticket that day.
Mr. Dial, I want to know what that first conversation was like when you called her.
Oh, well, the first thing we did, I guess the thing I was is I tried to make sure that she was the same person that I had in mind.
Uh-huh. Right.
Of course, you know, the name Vanita Anderson is not a common name. You expect there can't be two people around here named Vanita. And it turned out there wasn't. When we established that we were who we said we were, we continued on. Well, we talked about our old times. Well, what have you been doing for the last 60 years? Huh. And do you have a family? And are they still around here? And so forth. And we settled all that. It took us 2 hours to kind of get reacquainted.
Uh-huh.
Then about a week or two later, I took her out to dinner. And the first thing I did when I opened the door, I said, I'll just throw my hat in and see if it stays. We had a beautiful time that evening, going back over 60 years of lost connections, and we've been doing that ever since.
Mr. Dial, you said the first day that you laid eyes on her, you were just like so taken back by this beauty. When you saw her again for the first time 60 years later, did you have the same feelings?
Well, you know, we talked about it over the phone, and I said, we both agreed that now it's 60 years later, we're not going to look the same. and I kidded her a little bit about it. I said, well, now, you can see me coming up the driveway, and if you don't like what you see, you can run out the back door. But I can't. When I open that door and ring the bell, I'm stuck. But we know the minute I saw her, I knew it was the same lady. She was the same smiling, beautiful, outgoing person she ever was, and there was very little difference in the personality. Of course, we're 60 years older, but we don't worry about that.
That's so sweet. Now, Mr. Dial, you talked about how you decided, let's combine our families. How do each of your families feel about you two getting married?
Well, my daughter, I've got a daughter in Atlanta who's probably listening to you right now. They've always been supportive. They've never had any objection to me marrying somebody else at all.
Mm-hmm.
My other daughter is in Alabama, but they've always been very supportive and very encouraging to be happy. Do what you have to do to be happy.
I'm curious how the proposal went.
Well, the proposal was kind of a growing thing. It didn't just happen suddenly. We talked about, you know, what would it be like if we just were married and lived together? How would we solve the problems we're doing? Because she is taking care of, she's a complete caregiver for an older sister, 92 years old and blind. So that's a real chore.
Mm-hmm.
And she I think she needs some help to do that. And I said, I'm willing to offer you the help, whatever you need. And that was the kind of thing we decided that we had to discuss very clearly and very thoroughly to understand how we're going to do all that. And, of course, there are other problems to combining households after 60 years and after being 85 years old nearly. So we've solved all those problems, I think. We're going to have everything worked out.
It's an absolutely amazing story, wow. And you have touched everybody in the studio, even hard-ass Jeff Jeff over here.
You can't swear to guy.
No, you can't. Who is like an emotional brick I see over there, like, melting into the seat, man.
There's nothing wrong with the story. It's great. Everything about the story is beautiful. Cool. There's nothing wrong. There's no holes to be shot in it.
Congratulations, Mr. Dial.
Well, thank you very much.
Before you go, I'd love to put you on with some of our listeners who you have touched so much. Hey, Jules?
Yes.
Good morning. You're on with Mr. Dial.
Good morning. I just want to say thank you so much for sharing your story. I'm a 28-year-old single person, and on Valentine's Day of all days, it's hard to believe that there is true romance like what you're talking about. So I just have to say that your story touched me very, very much, and I wish you all the best.
Well, thank you, and I hope you have a very beautiful relationship with your loved ones.
Well, thank you very much. Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Thank you very much.
You got Jen Hobby in here and Melissa literally crying. Jen Hobby, what are you crying about?
I just think, I'm just thinking about how happy your wife must be looking down on you being happy. And how, you know, how I'm sure her husband is feeling the same way, looking down on the two of you to found each other later in life.
Well, I think our former spouses would be encouraging. I think they would want us to be happy.
It's an amazing story. It's a beautiful story. Are you thinking about your mom, Melissa? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, I'm thinking about Mr. Dow. My father passed away a few years ago, and you just remind me so much of him, and the fact that my parents were married for 51 years, and I don't know. I just think it's a fantastic story, and I wish you all the best. And the fact that you were such a gentleman and you're going to help her take care of her sister, I do agree with Jen that, you know, I wonder if they make men like you today.
Well, I suppose they're out there. I'm nothing unusual. I'm just a sort of a regular old southern guy.
Well, you're a special southern guy, and I appreciate you sharing your story with us, especially today. I mean, we don't have many of these moments on this show, so we're all really not sure what to do with it.
Yeah. There's got to be an angle. There's something
Jeff,
twisted somewhere.
Jeff, stop it. Don't spoil
it. Let's let it go. The Burt Show, Q100. So that was from a couple of years ago, man. Still good now.
Still good now. So sweet.
It's funny, all the women in the studio here just focused on his story, headphones on, except Carter.
Whatever.
You were crying during it.
Yeah. Well, you know what? In all honesty, I left the room because his voice reminded me of my dad. So.
Oh, really?
There you go, hard-hearted
Now
jerk.
I feel like an idiot. Thanks.
Aww. Way to go, Bert.
Hey, Lisa, good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. I just wanted to comment on Mr. Dial's story. I absolutely love a good love story, but his story reminded me of something that I had heard many years ago, and it's something that just stuck with me about coincidences. The saying is, coincidences are God's way of remaining anonymous.
Coincidences are God's way of staying anonymous.
Absolutely. There's no such thing as a coincidence. God is in control, and he was in control of that relationship, and I absolutely love it.
You know one thing I give country music credit for is because they take the best bumper stickers and make great songs out of them, especially Carrie Underwood. So I'm assuming that Carrie Underwood will have that.
Right.
Coincidences are God's way of staying anonymous.
For you single guys, use that sometime during Bitterball. Use that. You can use that to your advantage.
Coincidences is just God under the bed. And he's looking at us. Yeah. Do it later tonight.
Do it sober, because you're going to mess it up after 11 o'clock.
That's what a coincidence is. It's an old man and a woman that he met in the closet watching us have sex. That's what a coincidence is. I heard it on the Burt Show.
Hey, Corey, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I just wanted to say, Mr. Dial, you gave all the ladies a good push that there are good men out there. I had the fortunate ability to remarry and my soulmate.
Aww.
And it's one heck of a great feeling to, I'm about to cry myself, to get that connection with someone, man. Congratulations. That's important for you at that age, man.
You're gonna be Mr. Dial in 25 years. You're gonna call us back. We'll still be stuck with each other, and you'll be calling us in 25 years, and you'll tell us your story.
That's right. Well, probably be pushed around in a wheelchair, but we'll be doing it.
All right, Corey. Thanks for calling.
I won't be here. I just wanted, in case anybody was planning on that.
I thought you just signed a 25-year contract. I thought you said 10 is as high as I'll go, and they wanted you for 25.
I'd tie bricks around my ankles and jump off a boat.
It's the Burt Show. Moro Casino.
America's Social Casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.